You need to take Denzel's face off of him and Training Day and put Mickey Mouse on there and just go like, oh, my nigga.
I don't think you're allowed to say that.
I've been running this shit for 60 years now. I said it wrong. I'm going to be the man that puts DreamWorks and his crap out of business soon. You wait and see. That bitch will be kissing the ring.
Tell you, he can replace Mickey in all these famous movies. He's Alonzo in Training Day. Yeah, like Max. You know,
yeah. The Hawks character. He can replace Rick James in Chappelle's Show with our Unity, bitch! Unity! He could be like, you know what made me my paper? Unity. The Avengers. Oh, you're right, Cody. South Park needs to revisit that Mickey Mouse suit, man. I don't know how South Park gets away with. I guess because it's a spoof. I guess Disney can't touch that, but actually, I think Disney has just gotten lenient over the years now. I mean, back then, they used to be really strict, but nowadays, they seem to be more lenient now. They're like, they don't give a fuck, really, but. But I would love to do something with that mouse, man, as far as how he makes his money. Because I just can only imagine them exec meetings. Those must be the most interesting meetings of all time and shit like that. They try to go over all these blueprint plans or whatever and shit like that. And he just looks at him and was like, are you fucking retarded? Does that make money? Well, it has possibility. Yeah, come here. Come here. Let me teach you about possibility. Throws his ass out of a window and shit like possibility. Show me all your possibilities there now, goddammit. That possibility can go up your ass now. Next, who else got possibility up in here? Jonas Brothers thought they had possibility. Look at their ass now. They're irrelevant. Jeez. They're irrelevant like that frog. Everybody's wondering where that Michigan J frog at. I ate him. I ate him there for lunch.
Collector trophy room.
He's got the Thanos glove in there and shit like the fake. That should be the second part, like Avengers Part 2 Infinity War. Like it ends, the first one ends with like Thanos defeated, and you go like, wait, if he defeated in this first one, why is there a second one? And then it ends with the teaser at the end, the mouse spinning around that chair with the hand and shit, the glove and whatever. He's like, who has the power now, bitch? Right. Pulls the scene out of Breaking Bad. Say my name.
That'd be so awesome.
Say my name. Mr. Mouse. That's right, bitch.
You're goddamn right.
You're goddamn right. People, welcome to Movie Spuzz, episode 136. I'm the phenomenal one.
I'm Cody.
And I'm Mickey Mouse. That's Mr. Mouse to you all. Oh, what a way to start the show off.
What a way to start off with Mr. Mouse himself, man.
Hey, there's no other way of starting a Movie Spoilers episode off without the person that owns us.
That's right.
Yeah, he owns my ass.
He owns me too, man. I'm not too sure on that. I haven't signed all the papers yet, but I'm pretty sure.
Shit, I never wanted to be owned except when that nigga came into the picture or whatever. It's like, hell yeah, I won't be owned by that motherfucker shit. Shit. Say what you will about that motherfucker. He knows how to bring paper in, shit. Mm-hmm. He knows how to fucking bring it in. I don't give a damn if it's animation, superhero. That, I'm telling you, 2015, year of the rat. Year of the fucking rat. And I can't wait. I can't wait to be a part of that shit, Mouse. Mr. Mouse, you can put me back in. I'm all for your reign of terror. Whatever you want to call it, shit. I sucks your rat dick.
Suck that fairy balls.
Hell yeah. And he'd be saying, oh boy, oh, suck it. You got some talent, kid. Yeah,
you go play.
And I'm going to take you there. Just step right here real quick. Step right here. He throws my ass out the window. Get the fuck out of here. I'm Mickey Mouse. I get new ass every night. Minnie is still working in that goddamn slave chamber. Thinking she was going to come up in here and take the girl audience. Fuck that. Oh, but Cody, man, we got an interesting show for you, man.
Oh, do we?
Oh, we got interesting, man. We got... We got Interstellar feedback.
Oh, boy. Yeah, this should be fun. I'm looking forward to hearing about this.
There's got a lot of comments for that, too.
A lot of people on the other side of the coin, man. I know that.
Oh, yeah. It's funny because every podcast that comes up a day, they dominate that day. They dominate that day. That review said, fuck all them podcasters. That review said, I'm dominating every goddamn. The numbers on that was just like, I was like, goddamn, shit. Shit. It's like, why am I even doing all these other podcasts? I should just do Interstellar reviews every goddamn week.
It's really Chris Van Obey every week.
Yeah, shit. I know what the next Throwback Tuesday movie is now. Shit, it's Inception, Dark Knight, all together. Shit. Memento and Prestige, all that shit, all in one. Yeah. I'm just going to, and when I run out of this movie, I'm just going to make up some shit. Yeah, he directed that, yeah. You know that?
Yeah, he made Inception too, yeah.
Yeah, you know that? I don't remember review the comic book and be like, he wrote this comic book. That's right. Yeah, and the Inception comic book, he wrote that. It's a prequel, yeah, he wrote that. You know that? All right, then. You know it now. Shit. Shit. Oh, man. We got a lot of questions, man. Lots of questions. People want to know about that box office, baby. The Driss is sitting here patiently. He's waiting. He's like, shit.
As he usually does, man. Yeah, I'm glad he's being patient because I heard he's complaining about being on Marvel sets. You hear that story, right?
I heard that story about him complaining. It's like,
I swear to God, these goddamn actors, man.
Man, dude. I had a conversation last night. Went to a little, you know, a little wine beer thing or whatever. I think I told you about it, whatever. Went to that, right? Having a conversation. We were talking about athletes and shit. And, you know, these players, man, you know, they complain about how they don't make enough. I'm just like, you know, shut the fuck up, man. They don't shut the fuck up. Shit. They make almost over $1 million to travel the world and play ball.
Thank you. The last one to say anything, dude. Anything.
And they complain they don't make enough.
Swear to God.
Nigga, you do realize this is a team sport, right? You can pay me $100,000. I'll sit on that bench and wipe the fuck out that table. That motherfucker will be clean in a motherfucker. Shit. Matter of fact, everybody knows, you know, I went to school with Richard Sherman or whatever, played for the Seattle Seahawks. That nigga told us when he first started, he was sitting on the bench in the background making over $300,000. Mm-hmm. Did you see him bitching about that? Hell no. Shit. Who would bitch about that? You get to travel free to the States, and you get to play ball. Or he wasn't playing. Well, sitting on the bench. Shit. You're making 300. Shit. Sign me up for that job. I can do that.
Title motherfucker, man. I swear.
And then he reading this shit about, I don't know what it is about the black actors in fucking Marvel, man. Well, mainly just Terrence Howard and Idris Elba. It's like, nigga, Idris.
I forgot about Terrence.
Nigga, shut the fuck up, nigga. Shit. Shut the fuck up.
Malik ain't wanted to pay Robert Downey Jr. more than me, man.
Which is some shit I still never get. Because the reports was he made more than Robert Downey Jr. in the first one. I'm like,
right.
Man, okay, that must have been very generous of Robert Downey Jr. to allow that then, because that nigga had like at least, I'm adding it up to at least 25 minutes of that movie.
That was his renaissance.
Yeah,
he's cut off like out of some flow and all that. So
yeah,
he was gonna get the big payday.
But then this nigga talking about, oh, for the second one I should come back. Like, nigga, you do realize you the sidekick, right? You the sidekick, nigga. People come here to see Superman, not Superboy.
Right.
They come here to see Batman, not Robin. Shit. You nigga, don't nobody want to see you. Come on. Don't be sitting up here thinking like there are some movies you can do that, and then there's some you need to think that this is bigger than just me. Mm-hmm. I've heard Cody say that plenty of times about Batman. Batman's much bigger than fucking Christian Bale, you know, so. Yeah. Come on, man. And then now you just up talking about, oh, man, you know, nigga, you need to shut the fuck up.
Thank you.
Because you ain't look like you got too many roles going nowadays, whatever, and the roles you do get into some bullshit, so. Oh, man, it's a lot of work for me, man, you know.
It's torture, man.
Man, it's torture, man, with the stuff they put me through, all the makeup and the costume and shit I got to go through. It's like, shut the fuck up, nigga. Shit. I don't want to hear your fucking complaining. Oh, man, that the costume is heavy. It's like,
wear that damn helmet for like a... 2 hours, man. I was on set for like 5 hours total. Like, God damn it.
Nigga, they can walk up to me or Cody right now and talk about, you want to replace this nigga for Thor? I'd be like, fuck yeah, I do. Shit, fuck yeah, I do. I don't give a damn if the movie sucks or not. You goddamn right.
I'll open the hell out of that door.
Oh, exactly. Whatever. I will fucking use my best Asgardian dialect if you need me to. I will fucking kiss Thor's hand if you ask me to do that shit. But praise Odin, son. Shit. I will jump on any fucking spacecraft you need me to, fight Loki, whatever the hell you need me to do, shit. Be attached to any Marvel property or whatever, shit. You idiot, you got guaranteed work.
Oh, Jesus.
You over here fucking opening up your damn mouth or whatever, shit. Guaranteed work. Because when you sign a deal with Marvel, you sign in future contracts and shit.
Right.
This nigga over here bitching about the work ethics or whatever. Oh, but I had a fun time shooting No Good Deed, you know. Okay, nigga. Okay, nigga. That was like the same thing with X2, the dude to play Nightcrawler and shit.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Alan Cumming.
Yeah, yeah. I bitching about the fucking makeup. Nigga, you knew what you signed up for.
We had like the most high-profile project. Yeah,
thank you. And just like when we made fun of Mr. Dick Grayson himself, Robin, or whatever. You the only Nightcrawler that's been, nigga. Fans have been clamoring to see you back. Mm-hmm. You got a high margin of people wanting to see you, and you over here bitching about makeup. I don't hear Jennifer Lawrence complaining about it, so man up, bitch. Shit. God damn, dude, these people be bitching about nothing. Nigga, you could pay me $20 to put me in that blue makeup. Shit, I'd be happy. You get $20 in a meal. Oh, shit. What kind? Any meal I want? Shit. To be an X-Man? Hell yeah, shit. I'll roll around that wheelchair you need me to. Shit. I'll be the wheelchair if you need me to. I was Professor Xavier's wheelchair. Shit, that was some good CG, right? You couldn't even tell I was black in there. Shit, these actors, man, I swear, you're right, man. They open up their fucking mouth. Just shut the fuck up and do your goddamn job. Shit, you got the easiest fucking job in the world.
Oh, man, privilege, man, privilege.
Making millions of dollars to entertain or whatever and shit. But, yep, we got that box office talk. We got two big heavy hitters this weekend, so we got to find out who came out on top.
I heard it was a tight race, man, I heard.
I heard it. I saw the rumors. I saw the box office. I saw it. I'm not shocked, actually. I'm not shocked by that at all because, you know, shit happens.
I know that.
Oh, yeah, shit happens. Man, we got that Blu-ray release. That Blu-ray release.
My favorite time of the week.
Cody's favorite segment of the show, Blu-ray release. And obviously, Cody, it wouldn't be a show without trailer talk, man.
Can't complete the show without trailers, man.
Yeah, you can't complete it out without Dumb and Dumber 2.
Oh, boy. I forgot that was going on next
week. Yeah, the only reason I remember this is because last week I was looking up my screeners for it. I was just like, they better fucking give me a screener for this shit. I ain't paying to see this shit. I was like, you better fucking give me a goddamn. I am not paying for this. You can eat a dick. I don't give a shit.
I had to pay for Ouija 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, exactly. Horror movies is enough. Dumb and Dumber 2, you can eat a dick. You know, it look like it's going to be hilarious. It's going to be funny. I was like, it was funny about 30 years ago, all right? I'm not into that whole slapstick comedy style. Three Stooges style, hitting people and shit. And I was like, all right, that there was a time and place for that, and it was called the 80s. And that's done now, okay?
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, so... Cody, why don't we go ahead and get into some questions?
This should be juicy.
And we got a lot to get through, so why don't we just go past last week's episode and get right to Rodrigo.
Rodrigo.
And this was on last week's episode. He says, just got out of Interstellar and got to say, I absolutely loved it. Without a shadow of a doubt, it's the best film of the year. Christopher Nolan is a genius, and the acting was some of the best I've ever seen. Do you think this will make your number one on your best of list? Hell no. Don't even hit number 10.
Probably not.
The best acting you've ever seen. What?
I don't see where that get that conclusion at all. But okay, man. All
right.
We should know.
Okay. All right. Matthew McConaughey did a great job, but I don't think he was stretching out far out of his normal routine. Yeah, this ain't nowhere near my number one list. matter of fact, it ain't even considerable. And someone was asking about this. I was like, you know, Memento and Inception, I like doing the work for that movie. It was fun. Mm-hmm. Interstellar wasn't fun. Do the work for it.
Right.
It wasn't fun at all.
Especially at 3 hours.
Yeah. People was like, oh, you want to go see it again? I was like, nah, I don't want to see no 3 hours. That's too much fucking time. Shit. No one was, he was saying, so I should just walk out the first 2 hours. And he said, well, I'll be satisfied. I was like, I don't even know how to answer that. Because I was like, because then you're going to get an incomplete movie. Because that 2 hour frame, I know what happens in 2 hours. They're still talking and shit. So.
Right.
And I'd hate for you to pay $20 in an IMAX to see an incomplete film. But.
And I'd agree with him saying Chris Fanola is a genius. I think he is. But it doesn't mean all geniuses are infallible.
Yeah.
So.
Uh-huh. Best film of the year? No. Not even close. No, not even.
I'll give it. It's probably the most fascinating film of the year. I'll give it that.
Oh yeah, most questionable film of the year. Yes, I will give it that. Yes,
it's definitely the most fun film of the year to talk about.
Talk,
sure.
Talk shit about. Yes. Steve, he says, have you guys seen Chappie trailer? I thought it looked amazing. It had so much depth. What did you guys think?
Yeah, I saw the trailer. Looked interesting, pretty good. But I've heard from some unsighted sources that that's not necessarily the case. So I don't know, man. I don't know.
I love how everybody keep fucking telling me. And like Cody said, I've heard from some unnecessary sources as well, whatever. Everybody keep telling me how much depth they see in that trailer. I'm just like, I don't even see that depth in this trailer. I'm like, that's not even coming from a necessary source that may have saw the movie or not or whatever and shit. I don't see no depth into this fucking trailer at all, actually. He's like, oh, what did you think about the scene where the kids were throwing rocks at him and shit like that? I'm like, see, yeah, you need to watch the movie for why that scene happens, because there's a reason behind it. The robots in this movie, and maybe I could be wrong, this could be allegedly, or these searches could have told me this, the robots in this movie, the whole Chappie robots, whatever, they're all cops.
Okay.
And they treat these low-class people like shit. So Chappie, who's not a cop, who gets brought back, he is dropped off in the projects. And what do you think is going to happen?
Okay, so it's a little bit of false advertisement in a way.
There you go, then. So, well, I don't... They don't feel a goddamn thing for that robot. Death. Ain't no death in that shit. Trust me. Yeah, when you see that gold tooth in that chain, yeah, you see some death, all right, then. but I haven't seen the movie yet, so I don't know. Could be some death, yeah.
Hey, you just hearing stuff. Just yeah. Through the grapevine, that's all that is.
You just gotta wait till March. I can't wait for y'all here to be spinning backwards. And it's like, oh, this trailer lied to me. I already see it happening, Cody.
Uh-oh, here we go. Another one of those.
Uh-huh. Hey, Milo Zell. That's an interesting name. Sound like an instrument. Sound like something Stevie Wonder was playing for all these years or something. He says, hey guys, been a listener since the summer and turning 21 this weekend. Well, happy fucking birthday, you some bitch.
Happy birthday, you Mr. Zell.
You some bitch, you. This weekend, so I plan on getting fucked up. Goddamn right.
Sure.
As you should. I remember when I turned 21 and getting fucked up.
Yeah.
Those were the days, man. Those were the fucking days. Liver ain't like it used to be. Or brain. Okay, where was I now? He says, what should I have as my official first drink, seeing how you both are alcoholics? That's not funny, Zell. That's not funny at all. We were very sensitive about that.
I've struggled with that for years now, man. That's kind of his deep, dude.
Yeah. You hitting some Chappie levels right now. There's some death right here. You just hit that, man. You, wow. I'm hurt now. Fuck you now. Next question. No, I'm He says, thank you, gents, and keep up the great work.
Thank you, sir.
So he wants to know what should be a first drink for him to have.
Drink? Well, I can tell you, I don't know if you want this to be your first drink. My first drink when I turned 21 was a shot of absinthe.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Went down to Vegas, they had like a free drink ticket since it was my birthday.
Yeah, you did. Bar, you're going to die. Well, if you're looking to die, yeah, sure. Sure.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I recommend.
I remember my first drink, too. It was half a bottle of Grey Goose.
Wow.
Yeah, it was literally half the bottle. I remember because it was poured into this big-ass cup. And the only reason I remember drinking it was because I remember asking my buddy, how much did you spend for this? And he told me over $70. And I was like, oh, I guess I'm kind of having to drink this now, huh? And, you know, I guess it being his first drink, I guess I wasn't smart enough to know that I probably should take, you know, sips at a time instead of downing it all, but, yeah, shit happens.
That's true.
But as far as first drinks you should have, damn, that's a hard one, dude. Since you never drink before, I guess you gotta kind of find your go-to flavor, if you will.
Right.
And you're looking to get fucked up, too. Rum is always a good drink to get fucked up that I don't think anyone could distaste saying it tastes nasty.
What about something like a kamikaze, maybe?
Yeah, kamikaze, yeah. Because you could be looking for something sweet, sour, or just fruity or tasteful or something like that. And I think kamikaze or rum or something like that, that's necessarily... It'll get you fucked up. And it doesn't have like a... an alcoholic taste to it. It's got like some kind of different flavors to it where you can enjoy it as well. So I'll go with a Long Island iced tea.
Okay, that's nice.
They get you fucked up, at least some people tell. It never gets me fucked up, but some people say it gets you fucked up. Whatever. Me and Cody's had plenty of those. We just fine. Just fine.
Do you remember San Diego 2012?
I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, yeah, that's right. Those big-ass glasses. I downed that glass. Remember that? Because fucking Corey was like, oh, it's time to move to the next place. And I still had a full fucking glass. I was like, motherfucker, shit.
I think I had pictures, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. That's right, yeah. Oh, you know what? 2012 is when they didn't have no more pictures, and they gave you those two glasses, remember?
Oh, okay. Is that what it was?
Which averaged it out to a fucking picture, so. Because I still got the photo when you're holding them, and I got the picture.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, so those are always... Yeah, Long Island, I love Long Island iced tea. Like, a lot of people say they gets them fucked up right away, but I think they're just fine, if you ask me. But I guess it depends on who makes them, too, because I was telling Cody about this bar at this spa I go to in Mission Viejo. I go there usually for my getaway weekends, whatever. There's an Australian bitch working there. She fucking doesn't... There's no water at all. Those motherfuckers. Like, you take a sip of that, you will be smelling like alcohol. I was worried. I was like, I'm glad I don't have to drive home because if I got pulled over, they'd just roll that window down and be like, whoa, step out of the car, sir. Alcohol usually don't stench on me, but that night it was stenching on my ass. And I was like, I'm not liking that at all.
To a wino in a second.
Yeah, I wasn't liking that at all, dude. I was like, that's bad right now. That was my only drink, too, by the way. She was scaring my ass, so. What about you, Cody? You got any more other?
I'm going to stick with absinthe, man. Go hard, go home, dude.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, everybody knows I'm a scotch-oriented kind of guy, whatever. If you got to go to the Scotch, man. Go to a Scotch bar if you can go to one of those. And I'm sure my man Jason or Ray Sleck would back me up on this one. You can't go wrong with some 65-year-old Yakuza. That's some good Scotch for your ass right there.
But don't you think you have to like grow into that, though, to fully appreciate that?
No, he can appreciate it now. Now, granted, he'll be fucked up, but he'll appreciate it. You're right. He will have to grow into it. He'll grow into it, all right. To lighten you, go with a 14-year-old then. Get some, this one I like is Oban Highland. It's a single malt scotch. It's kind of a whiskey, so yeah, that one is good. That one's for, you know, lighter choices or whatever. Don't go 65. Start with the younger ones, especially since you don't want to hit your pocket too hard or whatever. And if you really want to go down, whatever, you can get a 10-year-old. And I would recommend the Talisker. Talisker single malt.
Well, since we're recommending scotches and whiskeys and all that, I like to recommend for them 12-year-old Knob Creek.
Ooh, that's a good one, yeah. And then we can recommend you some... what you do is you take some absinthe and Absolute, and you mix it with that, and then you pour a little bit of, just a little tad bit of Electra wine in it, red wine for that matter, and then you stir that shit up and put a lime in it, and that shit will get you pretty fucked up, so.
That sounds like a recipe for disaster.
It is, but, you know, hey, well, you know what you do? You make that for a drink for a woman and give it to her, and you'll have a good night, and she'll have a fucked up night, so. So perfect night for you. Bad night for her. I call that the Phenomenal One Roofie Special. Yes. I'll take two of those.
I ain't touching that one.
I'll take two of those. Remember when I went to my bar that I go to and I took my fiance there and they was like, oh, welcome back, P12 Phenomenal Roofie Guys. Not this one right here. This one's the one. This one right here. Ah, I'll bring you a margarita. There you go. But if you're looking for light, man, you can go always the ones, you go whiskey sours, you can go cranberry vodka, you can go vodka tonics. You can start those or whatever.
Yeah. So you got plenty of choices, man.
Actually, you know what? I would recommend you start off with that, since this is your first drink. You should start off with that because you don't want to get fucked up right away, because now you ain't going to know what you like then. You just going to know you just got fucked up.
Yeah, that's my mistake.
Yeah, you should just test your options first. Get those drinks, those ones we like, your whiskey sours, vodka and tonic and shit like that or whatever, and see which ones you like. Once you know, like, if you're a vodka or a tequila or a scotch or something like that, man, where you'll know which drinks to get after that, so.
Yeah, I'll say whiskey, sour, vodka, tonic, start with those.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go. Work way up from there.
Yeah, and you'll know the flavor of those alcohols, and then you'll start to getting into the mixing type of things. Yes, man, if you got any more drinking questions for us, let us know, man.
Please, do not hesitate.
We are all about that. Me and Cody are starting the alcohol podcast starting tomorrow.
Don't say that.
Yeah, well, all we do is just drink all day and just go like, you know, Cody, I love you, man. Come here, man. Give me an internet hug.
People are, it's not so bad. You show me your dick every time. You're kind of used to it now. I like it.
Cody's birthday last year in San Diego on the rooftop. That nigga was fucked up. That shit was hilarious. I knew he was fucked up too for the simple fact that when we sat down after I came back with these drinks, whatever, he just like, P1, I love you, man. I was like, I love you too, man. I love you too. I was like, you all right? He was like, all right, I'm all right. Yeah, I'm all right. And he saw that chick, and that nigga was gone. I turned around, nigga was gone. I was like, damn, shit. Like, the funny thing is, usually we're inside of rooms when we're getting fucked up. And Cody, it takes a while to get in this one. And that was the first place we went to. We're on a rooftop, too. The rooftop, man. Why'd that hit you so quick?
To be fair, dude, we did drink before we went to that place, that spot, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right, that's right.
We had bottles to the room.
That's right. I forgot we did drink that. Yeah.
So, I'm pretty sure that played a part.
Because we went out, we took my brother out to eat, too.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, that was the same day, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was the same day. Oh, yeah. Because soon we got there pretty early, and we picked up my brother, and we went to go have lunch at the... that spot, and you bought that bottle because if I'm not mistaken, you brought a bottle with you from home, and then you bought a bottle at that store too.
Bottle there, yeah, we drank that, and yeah, bought a bottle with me.
Mm-hmm.
Drank that at the hotel.
And if I'm not mistaken, by the time we got done with that, because we was with my brother for at least about 2-3 hours. No, we was with him for a while because we went back to his place.
Right.
And it was, I want to say it was damn near getting nighttime when we got back to the hotel, right?
Yeah, it was
about
the evening, yeah.
Yeah, so it was about evening time, and when we got there, and we finished up that bottle, and then took showers, got ready, and then right away, it was pretty much an all-day event, to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm shocked that the alcohol hit us both so quickly, though, because we was out. You know, it must have been them tequila shots.
Oh, I forgot about that.
When that dude got us those fucking tequila shots, whatever. Because we was outside, and yeah, like I said, the air hits you, you should be fine or whatever, but when he gave us those, we had to go to the bathroom.
Tequila, man, that's the bane of my existence.
That was some strong-ass tequila, though.
That
was like some fucking strong. Like we've had a lot of fucking tequila before, but I know San Diego's famous for tequila, but that was some strong fucking tequila and shit. And even he didn't drink it. He was just like, "I'm shocked you guys drunk that." I was just like, "What the fuck was that?" Oh, good times. Andrew, man, he says, "Hey, how do you guys feel about there being a Toy Story 4? I know the director from the first two is returning, but still, I think the trilogy was one of the best and should be left alone, but that's just me."
I would agree with you, Andrew. I think they should have left alone. I thought that that third movie was the perfect ending. You can't get more perfect than an ending like that.
Great ending, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, the director, John Lasseter, he's coming back. He did say, "Oh, this is not what I knew. This is for money reasons. We put a lot of thought and heart into this." I'm like, okay, I can kind of see that. If anybody can do it, it'll be him, but I still don't know, man. I'm still kind of on the fence about it.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one, too, Andrew and Cody. I thought it was a perfect trilogy, if you ask me. It was one of my favorite cartoons, animated movies growing up, watching it and stuff. I will, you know, like you said, John Lasseter, I will give him credit on that one, because they said this almost the same thing about the third one, because I was a little sketchy about the third one coming out, and that one came out just almost damn near perfect. The fourth one, they've been talking about this since the third one came out, so I will say at least they're not rushing into doing it. Mm-hmm. So I'll give them credit on that one. Fourth one, but I'm looking forward to it. I wouldn't mind another Toy Story adaptation of something, and like I said, if they can find a story to fit in that fourth one, it's going to feel a little weird. It feels like I'm going to be starting a new trilogy over, but...
Right. Yeah, because I was perfectly satisfied. They do those little shorts every year. So I was like,
yeah,
okay,
like
cool.
The Halloween one.
Yeah, so they could just live on to those shorts. I was perfectly fine with that. But mm-hmm. On the fourth movie, so yeah. We'll see how it pans out.
Yeah, hoping for the best. Because I love that Toy Story franchise, man. That Toy Story franchise is great.
It's one of the best, man.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely one of Pixar's best films.
Yeah. Probably is their best. He's the best film for them.
Yeah,
me, but.
Easily. Norris, he says, been reading this in a lot of reviews lately about characters dying in films. Do you guys think killing a character off is a cheap way of affecting another character in a film to make you feel sorry for them? Do you think there are better ways to hit you emotionally than just killing a character?
That's a good question.
That's a good question. I've been hearing a lot of. I think he's talking about in Big Hero 6. They killed off Tadashi, a character who doesn't die in the comic books or whatever and stuff like that. They killed him off in there to have a strong reaction to his little brother or whatever, which I thought was actually fine to me, because you almost think his little brother's about to become the villain, where he was just like, when he caught the dude that killed him, he was like, Baymax, kill him now, I want him destroyed. I was like, holy shit, dude. I don't know if that's... Yeah, because Baymax's eyes turn red and he starts blowing up the building and shit like that. He's just like, okay. And then he starts throwing his friends out the windows and shit. He's like, And then even his friends tried to calm him down. He's just like, y'all got in the way and I need him destroyed. He just flew off with Baymax. He's just like, oh. Oh, is it going to be one of them movies where it's like... I don't think it's a cheap way. I mean,
I think it depends on the context and whether you're emotionally involved with the character before they die, you know?
Yeah. I think killing a character brings out the best emotion out of some kid, because killing a character as far as related to a villain or another character or whatever, that brings out the most emotion out of somebody. I don't know if it's necessarily cheap because, you know, you... Oh, a perfect example here. You kill Tadashi in Big Hero 6. His little brother was a fuck up. It was nothing you can get him to do something positive with him, his life or something like that. I mean, his brother talked to him and stuff like that, but you kill him. That's not to say how this movie went, because that's not how it went, but you kill him, you give him a strong motivation to do something with his life. Am I lying or
No, you're right.
Somewhere we're in John Wick, which I haven't seen the movie, but we go by the trailer, is that you killed his dog. Okay.
Really, I mean, that's nothing, you know, demean or, you know, make light of, obviously.
No, no, it's not to make light of, but it's like, okay,
yeah,
you...
It's a dog, I mean.
You go on some killing spree because you... Okay.
I know people love dogs, I get it, but...
Yeah, but I don't know if that's worth going on some killing spree. You could easily just report that, you know, that, you know, like...
Well, isn't the company just a dog and his car getting stolen, so...
Yeah, yeah. The dog was what really pushed it. Basically, what I'm getting off is not the fact that the dog was killed. It's just that what can trigger a more stronger reaction than killing a loved one?
Yeah, my viewpoint on this, you just gotta make it feel earned.
Yeah.
Okay. I remember this movie I had, and I'm like, Thor: The Dark World. Remember when Frigga died?
Who?
Frigga.
Thor's mom. I was like, who the fuck is that? I thought you said nigga. I was like, what? I was like, you talking about that black dude that turned to an elf? Shit. Fuck, dude. Okay. I was like, you about to stretch with that one, bro. Okay. I was like, you just helping him die? What are you talking about? Died on set? Yeah.
They pull out like a nice little chunk of the movie just to focus on her death, even though you didn't give at least I didn't give two shits about her before she died.
No, I didn't give two shits about her neither.
And they had that long, but they had this drawn out funeral scene, and then they showed Loki's reaction to it. I'm like, okay, I guess, like, I really didn't get much involved with this character. I'm like, okay.
I get Loki's reaction as a son to a mother. That's the only thing I get out of that one. I don't get it from a reaction of his that woman in general, because obviously, like you said, she has no screen time to you give dividends of that. Thor and Loki's reactions to it, I could at least sympathize with it or whatever, but as far as you feeling anything for the mother, then no.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't feel anything about it. I'm trying to think of a movie where, like, a character did something I was like, out of the fucking extreme, though. That like didn't involve someone dying. You know, sometimes people dying brings out some of the best characters. Look at Batman.
True.
I know there's tons of movies where it's just like we reviewed and went like, there's no way a character would do this because of that or something like that. The only thing that can trigger something like that, it can see like if this person would die or something like that, you know? Because some movies, some characters do like extreme shit that where you just go like, that don't resonate with why they would do that, okay?
Right.
I think death brings out the best motivation as far as going to that extreme.
Of course.
Like, I know there's a lot of people that say, oh, Batman could have been created without the death of the parent. I'm like,
no, that's kind of the primary catalyst. I don't know.
Because, you know, they made, like, spin-off comic, like, one-shooter comics of, like, oh, what if in this alternate universe if this parent didn't die? So I'm just like, no, I don't think that works personally in general, because the death of his parents is what created Batman. And any other reason besides that, I don't see that justifying as to why he would do that then. So I guess it would just agree in the context of how the story is being told.
Yeah.
If you're looking for revenge because someone robbed your donut shop, though, then it's like, okay. Yeah, I can see if they killed your daughter that worked at the damn donut shop or something, but yeah, exactly. Just robbed the fucking donut shop, and you going out looking for revenge, I'm like, okay. Yeah, well. I don't agree with that, but okay. But oh, man. Here we go. You know what? I'm gonna go ahead and get into this Big Hero 6 question we got here. Mac 2.0 Blue Hybrid, he says, oh yeah, I have made the right choice seeing Big Hero 6. Definitely a lot of fun and heart throughout the movie, and one of the best experiences I had with this. I also felt like there was more to be explored into the universe of Big Hero 6, like either a sequel movie or an animated TV series. I'm with you too on that one. That's all I kept thinking of when I was watching this movie, man. I was like, I would love to see a TV show about this. I could use another cartoon to get me back into watching some lately, because, you know, all the ones I watch always get canceled. he says, you think it would be a good idea? Yeah. I'm all for it, man. I definitely would love to see a sequel more about these other side characters. There was a character in here called Go-Go. I loved her character design of her and her power that they gave her and stuff. It was really cool. I had a lot of fun watching this movie, man.
Nice. I haven't checked it out yet. I will be checking it out soon, but it looks like it's prime for an animated adaption. So.
Yeah. San Francisco, Tokyo mixed with San Francisco. That looked beautiful as well. I was saying in the review, man, when I saw Baymax suit up, man, and fly around the city for the first time, I was like, man, I was getting those first Iron Man vibes.
Okay.
That was a nice little feeling. I was like, I didn't feel that at home. Plus, the stoner dude got a Thanos poster in his room and shit.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I was like, Jesus Christ. I was telling Z, I was like, wouldn't that be funny? That, like, if, like, this tied in with the Marvel Universe and, like, he was working for Thanos the whole time. Ah, but it was fun. I've heard a lot of reviews saying, oh, they do the, it's nothing new original. No, it's nothing new at all. It's the same story, but it's fucking exciting as hell.
So I'm assuming they do this tried, true story incredibly well, so.
Yeah. It's very different from the books. I haven't read much of the books, though. I've only read one. I didn't like it at all. I thought it was horrible. So I thought it was really bad, actually. And those books serve no purpose but other than tying into X-Men characters, mainly a lot with Mystique and the Brotherhood. But
so there was nowhere to go but up from those books?
Yeah. And like we said with Star Wars, hey, people kept talking about Star Wars, Disney's going to ruin Star Wars. No, Star Wars is already ruined before that. Disney can only fix it at this point or whatever. So, yeah, and hey, they did it with this, so. I actually want to see it again, to be honest.
Okay, cool.
I had a lot of fun watching it. It was a nice little adaptation. It's nowhere near as good as Incredibles, obviously, but it's a good second to it, so. Yeah. As far as the superhero animated films go.
I bet.
But we're going to get into some Interstellar reviews now.
Here we go.
We got a couple, too. Saheed! It's spelled like seed, almost. Nutseed. he says, I can't believe you guys didn't get it. Nolan is a true artist. He's doing things that no other director can pull off, and that's enlighten your mind.
He enlightened something.
He enlightened the fuck you out of me. That's what it is. The ending was about us, human beings, and how we are much more important than any other being. What the fuck? Okay. This movie talked about ain't no other fucking beings out there. What are you talking about? This movie talked about how human beings' potential is taken for granted because we don't use our minds enough to think that we are so much more than just a normal species. See the movie again, guys, and maybe you'll open your mind and hearts up. What the fuck? You realize you're talking to the Phenomenal One and Cody, nigga. We don't give a fuck about opening no minds and heart up.
Respond to this.
I don't know how neither. On that merit, I don't want to see the movie again. Gotta open my mind and heart up, Thorne, to understand it. Damn. Nolan should have wrote that on my screener card then or whatever. Open your mind and heart. when you watch this now. Open it up real. Open your asshole and let it in. Let it in tight.
Maybe I could open my mind and heart up more. Story itself would have stayed consistently sci-fi.
Would have made sense.
And yeah, not this magic Doctor Strange shit they pull at the end.
This Doctor Who shit. I believe in Thor's mother dying before I believe in this shit.
People try to make up scientific explanations for that. It's like some kind of tesseract or something. I'm like, man.
This ties in with the Marvel Universe. Thanos came in here. Thanos was involved with this. He got the Infinity Stone of Time. That's what it was. He sped Matthew McConaughey up to the future to fix this, man.
Beings from the future made this machine that could dip into memories. Go any specific place and time and warn your loved ones. Okay,
yeah. This is okay. This is like some pretentious shit now. Okay, Saheed, your comment just furthered my argument now that this is some pretentious douchebag shit right here. For you to sit up here and say this movie is talking about how human beings takes our minds for granted and how we are much more than just a normal species is like, okay, you're putting yourself on some pedestal now.
Yeah.
That's going a little bit far. That's stretching a little bit. The ending was about us, human beings and how important we are now. It's like, okay, I don't give a fuck about that though.
I just wanted a cohesive movie. I didn't get that, so.
Thank you. I wanted to be fucking entertained is what I want. Not fucking scratching my head going, what the fuck? that's what I want. I'm not going to movie theaters every week to fucking looking for something to explain the meaning of life or nothing like that or whatever and shit. I'm not looking for that.
Right, and I appreciate when movies go out of the norm, do something unexpected, and sometimes that works and sometimes it doesn't. This case didn't quite work for me, so.
Yeah, once again, that's not to respect Nolan's his admiration for exploring or anything like that. Like you said, directors that do it, they do it. Same thing go for when they were saying Big Hero 6 is nothing new or whatever. Is that a complaint? Because every goddamn movie is nothing new, to be honest. The fact that a movie does do something new, that's exponentially higher ups to that credit, whatever. And like you said, it either works or doesn't work. In this case, it didn't work. Didn't make any damn sense.
Not for us, at least. It worked for you, man, so I'm happy for you.
Worked for a lot of fucking people, apparently, and shit. I was trying to sit up here and actually explain this stupid-ass story. Alex just simply says, or with a reply back to Saheed, saying, fuck this movie.
Jesus.
And he puts that in full caps, by the way. So, let me say this right. Fuck this movie.
Right on, man. We'll go that far, but hey, I understand.
To each his own, man.
I understand.
I understand on both parts, whether you hate or like the movie. I don't understand is people are trying to explain that fucking ending.
Right. Don't please. That's my only fault, man. Hey, like the movie, great. Don't try to make sense of that goddamn ending. That's just beyond me, man. I guess. I don't know.
This ending was about human beings and our important. Okay, you, man, you speaking some Scientology shit with that now. I mean, shit. that is...
Xenadu.
Yeah, man, that's some Xenu shit from Planet Volcano or whatever shit. You know, that's going above and beyond now, stretching. Sean says, fuck you, Alex. This movie was without a doubt one of the best of the year. Why didn't you guys like Matt Damon and Casey Affleck, though? They both were incredible in this film. Oh, gee. Oh, man. Casey Affleck, he didn't give too much shit about him. Said his acting was fine, even though he's playing his role from Out of the Furnace again.
Right, they really didn't give him much to do, so...
His character just did a 180 over nothing, though. Like, if anything, as far as development of character, his was the worst. Like, that didn't make no sense, whatever. And, like, Cody brought up in a review, like, after the she's like, oh, it was Dad talking to us. She just hugs him, and they hugging again, and they're just like, what? So is that over? He ain't crazy no more now? Like,
it's not.
Okay. And then Matt Damon. Now, okay, that was ridiculous. Matt Damon. Is, there's no explanation needed for that. I mean,
sorry. I have to do this. Please. What?
Okay, let me ask you this question, Cody. I'm getting some logic into this film.
Logic.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got more questions.
All right, well, more questions.
When he was headbutting Matthew McConaughey's helmet, shouldn't his helmet have cracked as well?
I mean, I don't know how G4 works and all that. I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's more science. that's science. Quote, unquote science.
So. I imagine if you taking glass and trying to break other glass with it. I'm just throwing it out there, but I'm just thinking it should have cracked at least with his as well. But
that didn't bother me too much.
That didn't bother me neither, but I'm just bringing that part up of Matt Damon's character of all the stupid shit he was doing. That was one of them. That's not something I'm going to bring up in a review because that's kind of like stretching and nitpicking or whatever and shit like that. But it's just like, come on now. When he's doing dumb shit like that, I mean, I wouldn't even think of going that far or whatever. I'd use an elbow or a fist or something like that. I mean,
right.
His cause and reason made no fucking sense at all. His planning, I mean, I even questioned that in the movie. I was just like, why he just didn't call for help to go back to Earth then?
Right.
Like, it had to be this particular guy he had to bring out here. I don't get that at all. Like... Clearly, you made it to this planet, so it doesn't take a pilot to fucking do it. I mean, anybody can make it here, obviously, so shit.
Shit, that brings up another plot. Well, why did they send people to go on these planets? They seem like the robots are pretty capable, but...
Why didn't the robots just, when they landed there, why didn't they have those life forms on there and just, they had life forms that can travel this fucking far?
Yeah.
They had robots that can travel this fucking far and do the things that they were doing, such as, like, TARS and them and shit like that. So why didn't they just fucking send robots out there with the life forms to plant them?
I don't know, maybe they can make. Wait, no, I'm gonna say they can make robots. But bullshit, the robot carried Anne Hathaway to the ship.
Yeah, I'm about to say that robot carried Anne Hathaway. Anne was moving at speed faster than humans, so he shit. Because when he said carrier, I was just like, how the fuck he gonna do that? And then when I saw it, I was just like, damn, shit. Yeah, these robots can do every goddamn thing then, shit. Exactly. I was like, what was the point of going back to, like, oh, we gotta go to this planet to collect their data and shit like that. Y'all couldn't get the data off of these robots that was there? Like what the fuck?
Robots seem pretty damn intelligent. So...
Really intelligent, actually. Yeah. I mean, you can install humor into them and shit like that. I mean... That's pretty intelligent, Cody, if you can have a feeling or a human reaction like that to you.
Yeah, I would say so.
And you can lower their humor and shit like that? I mean, that's pretty fucking intelligent. I mean... Right. That's just me, though. But, I mean, we've created spaceships that can fly through wormholes now. So, I mean...
Yeah, I don't know how we did that. Where did we get the money for knowing that?
At NASA, man. That's how.
NASA, the future of limited resources. Okay.
Why were they trying to keep that a secret from people, too, though? Like, I love it. They're trying to keep this a secret, but yet, like, when they show you photos of back on Earth where everybody's panicking and shit, it's just like... Yeah. You should have just told them. This was going to happen regardless. They were going to see this eventually or not. What the fuck? You ever think that, oh, we shouldn't have told them. We're just going to tell them, wait, we're moving to another planet. It's like, okay. Aiden replies to that. A lot of replies in this. He says, this movie was nothing of a masterpiece. It was a great beginning, interesting middle, but damn, that ending took a nosedive into bullshit territory. And boy, did it. My question is, fans of Nolan will make any excuse they can to defend this film. So what are some other directors fans make excuses for no matter what they make?
Quentin Tarantino.
Glad we both had that on mind. Quentin Tarantino,
Robert Rodriguez.
Oh yeah, his is starting to die out right about now. But
I know there's a lot. I'm trying to think.
Yeah, Quentin Tarantino is probably one of the biggest ones.
Yeah,
especially with Django.
Yeah. No kid.
Or even Kill Bill, for that matter. Everybody talk about how fucking fantastic those movies are. Fine movies. It ain't fucking great, like oh man, these like should be in your top 50 best of movies. It's like no, not even.
I enjoyed the first one, like the second one too much.
I didn't like neither one of them. The first one I did like, but other than that, I didn't really care for them. What was that? Inglourious Basterds, talking about how amazing that was. Where I'm just like,
yeah, I didn't think it was amazing. I liked it.
But I liked it. Amazing. That movie failed in some parts of what it should have explored in, but. Quentin Tarantino's a big one. James Cameron got his fans every now and then.
Yeah, I guess you could put him in that category.
I don't even think James Cameron's bad, though. I don't mind James Cameron. I think he does all right. Whatever.
I don't think he's made a bad movie. I'm trying to think.
No, like a lot of people go like, oh, Titanic. I was like, Titanic wasn't that fucking bad now.
No, I mean, I don't like it too much, but, you know, it's just whatever. And Avatar, I mean, yeah, it's cliche. I don't think it's bad. It's fine.
Yeah, exactly. Titanic, like I said, I think it's a fine movie. Acting in it is great, so, I mean, there's nothing bad about it, whatever. It is long, right. But fuck it. Avatar, like you said, cliche, but whatever. It still has entertaining parts to it and stuff like that. It's enjoyable. You can watch it. It's not like you can turn away from it or something.
Yeah.
We already said it. Christopher Nolan, yeah, he's got it. Shit, apparently you can't tell him no wrong. I remember, what's his name? Kevin Smith used to have his.
Oh, that's right.
I don't really like any of Kevin Smith's films, but.
Yeah, I like about two or three.
I probably don't like any, but I do not like that guy whatsoever, but that's just me. I know I got people that do what we do or in the industry or whatever and shit and stuff like that are close friends with him and stuff like that, and, oh, P1, you can come work with him, he does this for him, and it's like, no, that's all right. You got to end up cussing him out or something like that, so we cannot have that. We cannot have that. But last question we have here is from Drew. He says, "What? Cody, you bastard.
What did I do? What did I do this week?
You dare give this awe-inspiring film the full seat that it rightfully deserves?" Shaking my head. P1, you just don't know you just don't know art when you see it. That has to be the dumbest rating you ever gave a film. if you two could take your head out your asses, you could marvel at this film like the rest of the world. The human emotion, such as love, hate, fear, or anger, is much more powerful than any sentient being, and most people, such as yourselves, fail to realize that. Nolan is a god to film, and this was just incredible what he created. Why can't you guys appreciate the only person in Hollywood that is doing something different with filmmaking? Yeah, that's a stretch right there, too. Jesus Christ. I don't know if you saw this little film called Nightcrawler. That was a little different, too. But,
yeah, it's a little better.
A lot better. Had an ending that actually made sense.
Right.
Oh, man. He said the human emotion, such as love, hate, fear, and anger, is much more powerful than any sentient being. Wow. Okay. Wow. Man, I can't believe people are actually buying into that bullshit, man, right there.
Even if that's the case, if that's true, how in the hell does that jive with the rest of the film, man? That's what I don't get.
No. It don't make any fucking sense neither, shit, okay? Let's be real. It don't make fucking sense, okay? Oh, dad gave me this watch. My love is what's gonna make her find out whatever. I'm gonna look at this watch and just automatically know it's my fucking father. That don't make any fucking sense.
Tap on his bookcase.
I ain't looking for no fucking love and anger or fear or whatever the fuck you talking about, Drew. Shit, I'm looking for fucking logical goddamn sense and shit. Like Cody said, on a fucking bookshelf. Oh, the books are moving. It must be my fucking father. Oh, yeah. Cody, something falls in your house. What's the first thing you think of? Oh, earthquake. Or it wasn't up on that shelf right away. Or right up or something like that.
Right.
Last thing I think of, oh, it's my father that abandoned me or something like that, or a dad or whatever. Someone who she begrudged the whole fucking movie. Mm-hmm. Now all of a sudden her watch is clicking. It's my father.
Fucking magic, dude.
Some bullshit. Now you gonna sit up here and set up a 3-hour film, 2 hours of it. Straight up, that's all they talking about. Science formulas. Formulas this. From some of the terminology, I don't even know what the fucking means or whatever and shit like that. It sounds way out of my goddamn vocabulary of smartness.
Right, well, while it may be bullshit science, it's still science.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm still buying it in the context of this film, what it's presenting out to me as of right now.
That last hour, they said, fuck science. Fuck science. Order. I was telling Z about that shit. He's like, so how'd they make it back to Earth? I was like, I don't even fucking know the answer to that. Apparently, the black hole shipped them back to Earth or some shit like that. He's like, what? I was like, Matthew McConaughey said that we're going to use the black hole to get back home. I was like, that don't even make sense. And he was like, I don't think that's how black holes work. I was like, oh, thank you. You don't even fucking know that shit. See? It's fucking logic. Shit. Nobody knows how a fucking black hole work. But shit, we damn sure know it ain't going to make you move at the speed of fucking light to get you back to where you need to go that took you 2 years to get to in the first fucking place.
There's so much I can buy, man. You know?
And that last hour, man, he was just stacking nonsense upon nonsense. Like, if you just, like, went with one thing and just let it go, I was just like, all right, that's fine, whatever. The movie just picked up. But it just kept going on.
Kept building.
It just kept building to the point where you got to the end. You was just like, wait, what? That watch thing was the last straw. I was like, because that scene took a long time, too. And I remember just scratching my head going, like, where is this going? Where is this going? Matthew McConaughey's been in this, like, book room for the longest, talking to Tars and Jessica Chastain. She's, like, going back and forth. I was like, where is it? Is Matthew McConaughey going to go through her world or something? They're going to shift beings? No. The fucking watch just started ticking, and she just found out it was father. And it just literally ended like that. I was just like...
Yep.
Drew, fuck your love. You nonsensical son of a bitch. Jesus Christ, man. I swear. That is some stretching for your ass.
Like, I still get jumped on, man. I give the movie a low C. I love it.
Yeah, you give a C and you still get changed. Your rating wasn't good enough. Your rating wasn't good enough because you didn't give it what it rightfully deserved, Cody. Rightfully deserved.
Not the rating it needs, but the one it deserves.
Oh, okay. It's some Batman shit for your ass, whatever. When did Nolan get this fanboyism on him and shit? Was it because of Batman?
Yeah, Yeah, this is the longest time, man.
Okay.
And I bought it to it for a little while. And the Dark Knight Rises happened.
I said, the thing about you, though, is at least you can understand that shit, though. Like, you ain't gonna be sitting up there, well, you know. We're talking like Jack, well, you know. Shit happens. Oh, man. Come on, man. You can't sit up here and try to explain that fucking ending in this movie. Yeah, it's gonna be one of them debates. It's one of those big debates. I already see it. I can see it just on Facebook alone. I see all the posts and shit. Interstellar was brilliant. Interstellar sucked. Interstellar was just, it's the most fantastic thing I've ever seen and shit. Like, I'm just like, oh my god, dude. Y'all must have dozed off that last hour there and shit.
I don't get it, but
hey, man. Well, you know what, this son of a bitch. Oh shit.
He knows about
fucking time and space. He's fucking been to Asgard and back.
That's
right. Hey, man, but that box office talk is calling me right now. Oh, yeah, it's right behind the bookcase. Hey, speaking of angels, demons, and ghosts and all that, hey, the number 5 film, which brought in $5.7 million, man, St. Vincent. That little film is coming up with little Bill Murray, Melissa McCarthy, a preview before Ghostbusters. Yeah, I don't want to see that either. Man, this came out back in October, like the first week of October. Domestically, it's got over $27 million, so.
How much y'all
It's not bad for a little film like that. I haven't seen it, because I can give two shits about it, but. Oh, the number 4 film, man, dropping down from number 1 last week. Brought in $6 million. That's Ouija. Ouija, man, that's dominating the box office. Only cost $5 million, $43.4 million, $13.3 million overseas, $56.7 million worldwide.
Lovely. Not ever.
I know you excited to see that movie.
I'm as excited as I was for that Interstellar.
Z saw the movie and then fell asleep first 15 minutes. Shit happens. Hey, but the number 3 film, man. That's right, people. I said the number 1 film, too, was Ouija last week. As soon as we got done recording, knocked out Nightcrawler. Yeah, but the number 3 film, which was number 4 last week, so it went up, brought in $6.1 million. That's Gone Girl. Gone Girl said, I ain't going nowhere, bitch. I'm Batman. Shit. $61 million. Domestically, $145.4 million. Overseas, $157.8 million. Worldwide, $300 million, man. That's not bad for an Oscar-related film fresh off the pages, man. Oh, yeah. Oh, but Cody, it's time to get into some new releases, man. It's the heavyweight title of the week now, man. It is the heavyweight title of the week, baby. So you ready? I know Driss is ready. But what do you think number 2 film is?
Man, I know earlier in the week I said this was gonna take it, but I did read a report on Friday.
You'll be correct, man. Interstellar, man, brought in $50 million even, dude.
Okay.
Interstellar coming number 2. A lot of people thought Interstellar was going to be at number 1 or whatever, but I was like, that mouse said, don't you ever deny Marvel and me. We into making money, bitch. Because Interstellar was winning by $2 million on Friday, but obviously that changed. The budget on this was $165 million. Domestically, it made $52.1 million. Bringing in since $2 million since it came out early on Wednesday. Overseas, it's made $80 million even. Worldwide, it has a budget of a total of $132 million.
Quite all right.
Right, yeah, right. So it's doing pretty fucking fine. That's not bad, $50 million on your opening weekend, so. And I think it's easily going to make its budget back, to be honest.
Yeah.
Another film, the number one film, which you called it, Big Hero 6. Brought in $56.2 million, man. Interstellar being $6 million away. Budget on that was the same as Interstellar. It was
$165. Oh, wow. What do you know?
Yeah, it was just as beautiful. 56.2 domestically, foreign, $23 million. Worldwide, $79.2 million. I don't think this movie's going to have a trouble reaching its budget back either.
Another Disney success.
Yeah, so another Disney success. Best thing about both these movies is one's a sci-fi with a big name attached to it, and Nolan, that everybody loves, I'm gonna go see. And then this one's just a family animated film, and those movies stick around for longest. Shit, for all people know, they probably think this is the next Marvel movie. They probably saw this and was just like, where the fuck was Thor at? Shit. Thought he was the November man. I'm confused now. I didn't see this on that Marvel Phase 3 slate. Shit, I'm confused. And Nightcrawler got pushed out to number 7.
Right on.
Yeah, which is sad because, you know, that movie is actually really good. But what are you going to do, I guess, you know? Fuck you people. Fuck you people. Another movie that came out that I saw this week, good movie this week, The Theory of Everything. That brought, I only got released in 4 theaters, and that made over $200,000, so.
The Theory of Everything, what is that?
That is the Stephen Hawking film.
Oh, okay.
The Stephen Hawking film, where they pretty much do an autobiography of his life and everything. I was very, I've been looking forward to this all year.
Okay.
Shockingly, I don't know why, the trailer just looked good, it caught my attention. Came out really low, but only been released in 4 theaters and made over $207,000. So,
I
recommend people check that out. Actually, it's pretty interesting. The acting, the guy that plays Stephen Hawking, he's pretty fucking fantastic, actually. So, wonder if he'll get an Oscar nod this year or something.
Just might.
We just have to wait and see. Oh, but Driss, he just left us. Oh.
Driss has left the building.
Why do you have to leave so soon, Driss? Why?
Yeah, this work is too much torture for him.
Oh, that's right. Oh, sorry. He's like, you work is too much. I'm up and I'm down and I'm left and I'm right. He's like, I gotta go paint a bitch or something like that. So, you just got me sitting here and standing and doing nothing all day. So, might as well. So, it's like, nigga, you ain't doing shit anything else anyway, except working on that horrible accent of yours. Finally getting that shit correct. But Cody, let's get into Cody's Blu-rays of the week.
My favorite segment, man. Yeah. Get into it.
Your favorite segment. I'm surprised this movie is just now coming out, man. The Wind Rises. Remember that animated Miyazaki film? Came out earlier this year. I think I reviewed it in January or something like that. It had like a smaller release last year. It came out February, if I'm not mistaken, like after Valentine's Day. At least worldwide or whatever. I can't believe this is now getting a Blu-ray release, but okay. Maybe it's the English dub version, because I saw the subtitle version. I remember Leigh, who saw the English dub version with Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Emily Blunt.
Okay.
And he said it was just as good, but I wouldn't know. I haven't seen it, so. I only saw the Japanese version, which was just as good. Love that film, though. Highly recommend it for everyone that goes and see it. Hey, you like some Antonio Banderas, right? Spendables 3, you loved him in it.
I like Antonio Banderas in it. Oh, yeah, I forgot about Spendables 3, of course, yes.
Yeah, Puss in Boots, you love Puss in Boots.
Oh, Machete Kills, man, yeah, he was great in that.
Yeah, you love Machete Kills. Well, he had a movie, a little sci-fi film. Everybody talking about Nolan. Yeah, Nolan got a sci-fi, man. You know, Antonio Banderas had a film come out back in October, around October 10th, if I'm not mistaken. It was a piece of shit. It's called Automata.
Automata. That's unfortunate. Yeah, because the trailer looked at least a little bit interesting. So.
Yeah, I didn't like it. didn't like it at all. I didn't like it at all, actually. Send me a screen for this. I watched it, and I was like, yeah, you can have this shit back. I don't want it. It was pretty fucking boring, too, at that. And really overstays its welcome.
Won't buy that shit.
No, don't buy it, please. You don't, don't waste your time with that. Hey, man, I know you're looking forward to Ant-Man. I'm not, because T.I.'s in that shit.
Somewhat.
Man, I ain't looking around. Fuck that movie. T.I. in it. You know that movie gonna suck. So I know you're looking forward to Michael Douglas. I know you love Michael Douglas, man.
I like Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas is a charming old man. I give him that. I think he'd be cool to have as a dad.
Yeah, I can see that. It'd be a cool dad to hang out with.
Probably give you your first drink of scotch and say grow some hair and you know, then he'd get you laid.
Yep. I totally see that.
And then he'll tell you, I'm being Hank Pym, by the way. And you'd be like, holy shit. But him and Diane Keaton had a little film come out called And So It Goes, just like this movie did. And So It Goes right out the goddamn box office. This is the movie where they were marketing him as a goddamn real estate agent. They had this Negro sitting on fucking billboards and bus stops like he was working the goddamn. I was like, whoa. I remember when I saw that billboard, I was just like, you know, Michael Douglas stopped acting? What? You retired? Shit. He's a real estate agent in LA now? So, yeah. Cody, I know you're looking forward to that. Yeah, you know, big fan of Michael Douglas and shit.
I'd love to see Michael Douglas delve into some real estate.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. That sounds awesome.
You love his romantic comedies. I know you do.
Romantic comedies, man. It's my thing, dude.
Yeah, I know. I know that's your genre. You stick to it. But, hey, man, speaking of, you know, Z on this episode, we talked about a little about him earlier, but I know why he's all excited this weekend, because he's about to go get that If I Stay.
Uh-oh. He's staying in that apartment all week.
He's staying in that apartment. That arm is probably bigger than I don't know what now. Shit, mouth has probably got slobber and shit all over and shit. If I Stay is that little corny ass Chloe Grace Moretz movie, which I told Z and he said yeah, but Chloe Grace looked hot in it and that's all that matters. I don't know if that's all that matters for an underage girl, but hey, if that's what matters, then that's what matters, my friend.
Oh, Z.
Fucking Siri just went off and I don't know why. On my iPad, and she just started talking about, I can't find anything that's corny or underage for you right now, phenomenal. I'm just like, bitch, if you don't shut the fuck up before fucking police write my goddamn thing, nobody asked you to talk. That came out of nowhere. She's just like, I cannot find anything. I was just like, what did you just say? Technology, man, it's gonna be the death of us. I will report this to the police officers right now. I will give them your address right now as well. Hey, man, next film for you, man. Into the Storm.
Oh, I remember this piece of shit movie.
Yeah, there you go. Now you're on board. You knew it was a piece of shit.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, man. Hey, man, well, I know now you can go get it. So you can watch all of it in this piece of shit glory.
Lovely.
Or over and over and over again.
Some found footage of Storm nonsense. Yeah, sounds like my alley, man.
Cause that's just what found footage needed, right?
Right, exactly.
And you brought up Robert Rodriguez, man. You're a big fan of him, right? I was waiting. That has no better noise to make than just that. Yeah, nigga, whatever. Damn. Well, alrighty then. I won't even joke around with that. Sin City, A Dame to Kill For. Damn, that movie's been out for like, what, 2 months now?
Yeah, came out 2 months ago. Yeah, August.
Yeah, it came out in August.
Not 2 months, yeah.
Shit, like the end of August, too. It was like August 31st, right? It was like, damn, well, hey, that movie was, that movie didn't even make, that was probably the biggest bomb of the year.
It's way too fucking long, of course.
And plus, the movie wasn't good anyway. The movie sucked. Yeah.
That don't help.
Yeah, it was just, it was all over the place. It was, I was just like, and all that monologue narration and shit, I'm just like, y'all boring the fuck out of me right now, man. Yeah, I appreciate the style, looks nice and everything, but the same goes for Nolan, too. I don't give a fuck about your style if it's bullshit and yeah, whatever, so. It was horrible. But finally, Cody, we're going to get into some horrible shit. Yeah, I know you didn't like this movie. I remember you told me you didn't like this movie. Yeah. 22 Jump Street.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Yeah. you hated this film, remember?
Yes, I hated it. One of my favorite movies of summer.
Yeah, even though it made your top 5 list, you know? Remember you said you couldn't stand it? You said Channing Tatum was wrong for the role?
Yeah, hated it. Didn't need a sequel.
Oh, my God. Have you seen that Jupiter Ascending trailer?
Oh, there's another one?
Yeah, I saw another one.
Oh, damn. Another one I did see was pretty fucking horrid, but I didn't see it.
That shit looked ridiculous, dude. That looked like it's been sitting on the shelf for some years. Like, that looked like that could have been what The Matrix was supposed to be. And they said, oh, hell no. This is stupid. And then they realized how big of a star Channing Tatum was now, and they go, like, release it.
Well, shit, by the time it comes out, wouldn't it have been on the show for a long time?
Yeah. Because it was supposed to come out, like, 2 weeks before it was supposed to come out, they said, pushing it back to next summer. Or was it next summer or next spring or something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
Either way, I think that was stupid. I think they should have just released it this year, but they were talking about some of the special effects wasn't finished yet. I'm just like, like, it's going to make a difference.
How long does it fucking take?
They were like, some of the endings, frame rates or whatever, were a little bit off and shit like that. I'm just like, yeah, you probably fucked yourself now releasing that next year. Because I don't think nobody's looking forward to this. And next year is going to be cram-filled with shit coming out.
Next few years going to be jam-packed.
Yeah, oh yeah. Especially 2015, 2016. So release Jupiter Ascending. You're really banking on that Channing Tatum is going to bring in some box office pull. And the last time he did a movie, which was White House Down, didn't really do that well, so.
No, it did not.
So, yeah. I don't know if that's really necessarily Channing Tatum, so he doesn't really do well with big box office budgets. Yeah, he's successful in shit like Magic Mike, because that only cost like $5 million. Oh, shit. Yeah. But, man, you ready to get in some upcoming movies, man, we got coming up?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Man, okay. I can't wait for this movie to come out. This piece of shit. Beyond the Light.
Beyond the Light. Sounds familiar.
Are you ready for another all-exclusive black love movie?
More black foolishness?
More black foolishness on the way?
I can't wait.
I cannot wait. Oh, but you know what? There's some white people in here.
Oh, well, yeah, you gotta have like a few.
Yeah. Gotta have that interracial thing going on. Speaking of Channing Tatum, his movie is finally being released to the public. Limited release, obviously, though. Because I'm sure it's gonna probably get Oscar buzz. Foxcatcher.
Yeah, it's supposed to be the flick that changed that tune, right? Him
and Steve Carell. People at festivals been craving about it all fucking year long, man. I'm actually curious to see it, so.
I am too.
I'm actually curious to see what both of them do, because I think Steve Carell is a talented guy, but he does the same. He's falling in that Seth Rogen category where they just do the same shit over and over, so.
Well, you guys all know how we feel about Channing Tatum, too, so.
Yeah, he's only funny. Maybe he's just better as a comedic actor. I don't know, but he needs to stop playing in these fucking movies where romantic comedies or action star. He ain't even an action star at that, because he looks kind of retarded. He looks like Nicolas Cage when he's running through that fire in The Knowing. Man. Just looking confused and shit. I'm going to recommend a movie people should check out that I checked out. Got a screener for. It was Jon Stewart's directorial debut. Have you heard about that?
Rosewater,
yeah. That was an interesting little flick, man. Not bad for his first time director as well. Acting was solid in it. Acting was solid in it. Actually, I kind of want to see more work from Jon Stewart now. The story was really good too. So I was enjoying it, man.
Oh, cool.
I don't know if it'll make my top 10. I wish it would have. When I saw the trailer for it, I was like, this looks really good. But then we have our trailer talk, which is Dumb and Dumber 2. And Cody is looking forward to this movie.
Yeah, maybe like 20 years ago, I probably would have.
Yeah.
don't know if that's the case now.
Oh, it's still the case. Don't worry.
There he is again. Almost 2 decades and he still comes.
How you doing, buddy? Brought you your favorite candies. Come on, Lloyd. You gotta get over her. Mary Samsonite was just a girl. That's it, kid. Come on, come on, come on. Spit it out. God, yeah! Wait a minute. So you mean you have been faking for 20 years?
Mm-hmm.
And it was all for a gag?
Yep.
That's awesome! Oh.
Once you roll me inside, we'll get the nurse to take the catheter out of me.
We don't need nurses for that.
But don't you have to... I like what you've done with the place.
Who's this? Oh, that's Butthole.
I do not want to see this shit.
What's your name, Butthole? Oh, yeah. Good name. Totally fits.
The postcard from Freda Felcher. Harry, I'm pregnant. Please call me.
What do you think it means, Harry?
Lloyd, I'm going to be a dad.
Ah, look at the postmark.
1991.
I had a daughter. I gave her up for adoption. What if we go track her down?
You're hot for my daughter.
What? Am I right?
What?
Am I right?
Sorry. Want to hear the second most annoying sound in the world?
Sure.
Yeah, it's both you two motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's pretty annoying. No, not that.
What the hell are you doing ringing our doorbell like that in the middle of the night?
That.
What the fuck, man? Man, how old is this fucking gag, dude? Like, I understand the premise is, oh, they're morons, whatever and shit, but that fucking gag is, like Cody just said, that gag is 20 years fucking old.
Yeah.
Was this shit sitting on the shelves or something like that? Nobody asked for this shit. Nobody nobody fucking asked for this shit. I know everybody craving about this fucking show. Oh, it looks like it's gonna be great. It's funny and shit. Oh, they're back. I'm just like, oh, okay.
Yeah, well, I will say this was better than their first trailer. Still not a good trailer. I mean, I chuckled like twice, maybe. But, I'm willing to give the movie the benefit of the doubt because comedic trailers, those are the hardest to pull off. So, I don't know. Maybe the movie will be funny. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, maybe I'll go ahead and join you on that one because... I don't know. I'll just join you on that one. I don't know. I'm not really caring about this. I'm not looking forward to it. And that's not just because the trailer looked bad. It's just like, I don't really give a shit about that. I didn't even like the first one that much. So,
right on.
So I could give two shit. This is like if American Pie just released another movie. You're just like, okay. Who the fuck is still asking for these movies? Okay. Yeah, Cody said it earlier. Slapstick... this shit was 20 years old. Okay. This shit is outdated, man. Nobody wants to see this shit. Well, apparently people do want to see this, so never mind.
Yeah, that slapstick, man, that's very hard to do convincingly nowadays, man. So I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, people, that has been another edition of Movie Spoilers, man. That man, what a show. Woo.
That was jam-packed.
Man, y'all got a little bit of everything, though. Y'all got questions. Y'all got a new superhero introduced. Y'all got Fuck You for Interstellar. Drew got to eat a dick. Got some alcohol advice.
Yep, there you go.
The Driss serenaded with y'all with his voice.
Mm-hmm.
Some new Blu-rays that y'all gonna pick up, like Into the Storm. Of course, that's because that's what you're gonna get. and you know, obviously you got Dumb and Dumber 2 coming up. So, damn, that's action-packed, baby.
Every single base known to man, dude.
Yo, every single base to movie logic, yeah, can or whatever and shit. I'm the phenomenal one.
I'm Cody.
And this has been Movie Spoilers episode 136. We are signing out. Later, bastards.